One's a baller, one's a scholar, one's a baller, one's a scholar, one's a baller, one's a scholar, but they're both assholes.
One's a baller, one's a scholar, one's a baller, one's a scholar, one's a baller, one's a scholar, and they're both assholes.
Asher Brothers Podcast coming every week. Sit down, kick back, and take a little peek into their lives, their shitty little lives. Oh, wait, I'm sorry, that was supposed to get you hyped. Kirk and Kyle Asher sitting around gabbing, talking about nothing and what's going on in their lives, their shitty little lives. Oh, wait, I'm sorry, that was supposed to get you high.
One's a baller, one's a scholar, one's a baller, one's a scholar, one's a baller, one's a scholar, but they're both assholes.
One's a baller, one's a scholar, one's a baller, one's a scholar, one's a baller, one's a scholar. It's the Asher Brothers Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Asher Brothers Podcast. Kirk here by himself, just letting you know that this podcast still exists monthly. I don't really have anything to give you. We couldn't record a full episode or anything like that. So instead, what I'm going to do is give you a little bit of the outtakes from the last two NYPD Blue Balls. We finished up season one, so we had our dad on, and we talked about a little bit more than NYPD Blue. And I have to edit that out of that show, but I can put it up here. So I hope you enjoy it. I think some of it's pretty funny. Anyway, if you're looking into any more Asher Brothers podcasts, if you found this random podcast by accident, you can go to AsherBrothersPodcast.com. where you could see new episodes of Asher Brothers Podcast or old episodes of Asher Brothers Podcast, as well as NYPD Blue Balls. It's me and my brother going through every single episode of NYPD Blue because it's the best show ever. Thank you for listening. If you still do, I'm kind of surprised because I don't really know what you get out of it anymore. But here's some awesome jokes from my dad, I guess. Later.
Thank you.
Is that Maria?
Yeah, she says hello.
Hi, Maria.
Anyways, go ahead. Thank you.
My point is, she make you go in the bathroom?
No, in the bedroom.
That's pretty interesting when I can see both corners.
Yeah, that's how big the bedroom is.
In the bat pole in the corner.
Yeah, no, that's where the heat comes from.
Oh, I thought, I won't say anything.
No.
You feel like it was a Ghostbuster?
It can't be a stripper pole, a-hole, because the wall is, it's like right up against the wall.
Modified. That's for brain-dead strippers that don't know they have to turn.
We only swing 9 degrees, not 180.
Don't get upset, man. Just a joke.
I'm not upset.
Look, he's upset.
It was a math joke.
Yeah, Kyle, king of math jokes. He's slaying the guys over at MIT with his math humor.
I also thought it was really,
Hey, is it hot there?
Oh, fucking unbelievable. Unbelievable. It's like, it's a cool, like, 92 with, like, 88% humidity. Oh, yeah, it's fucking rad. It's so bad that when I leave Trader Joe's to go to, like, McDonald's to grab something or 7-Eleven, my glasses fog up. Because I go from being so cold to so hot, it's just gone. Can't see.
That explains why your shoulders are glistening in the...
Oh, no, that's the baby oil he puts on before every show.
You should see my forearms. My forearms have drips running from elbow to wrist. Just thick drips of sweat, slow.
Wow.
I haven't slept past 8:30 because in about like 2 weeks, because it gets so hot, I just can't sleep anymore, even with two fans on. It's like, nope, fuck it. I'd rather be awake. Fuck it.
Well, 8:30 isn't all that early. Let's be serious.
Every episode of NYPD Blue Balls is on AsherBrothersPodcast.com or anywhere you find podcasts under NYPD Blue Balls. I'm Kirk. Papa Asher's here. And he's not saying anything.
I'm here. You're right. I am here.
And Kyle's here. Yeah, and
it's real fun having to say that you're alive every 20 minutes on a podcast. So.
It's to remind everybody what voice... Do you guys not know how this works? Can't see us.
How does this work?
So you have to say your name and in the voices so that they know whose voice is whose, so they don't get confused. And also
To each his own on that one, because I still believe... that no one's jumping in on Guns and Rosaries of NYPD Blue if they're not listening to the first one.
Every podcast like, you know, could be thing. Someone's so first.
I don't have to say I'm here. If I start talking and they, like, they're obviously from 1 to 21 are going to go, oh, that's Kyle's voice. That I totally get. And you also don't have to keep reminding people that our dog's name is Wallace and he barks. Because he barks every time we do a podcast.
Max.
So they know by now that he's fucking doing it.
Except our dog's name isn't Wallace.
It's Max. Also, I do because every podcast can be someone's first podcast. Anyway, I'm gonna cut it. I'm gonna cut it out completely because now it's useless. I said where you can go to listen to the episodes.
You did, and then you said you were here and that I was here.
And then
I'm
here.
And then Kyle said he was here, but he wasn't gonna say so.
All right. Have a good week. Watch more NYPD Blue. There's no petition or anything out, but let's hope NYPD Blue ends up on a streaming service soon, so it's easy to watch.
Oh god, it's so hard to watch.
Are you being serious?
Yeah, it's hard to find a place to watch it.
Yeah.
For me, I don't have the discs. I'm not gonna start buying them.
So
Amazon took it down. It's just hard.
Yeah, Amazon, you screwed up. Anyway.
You should try not to take a sauna when you're doing these things.
Trying to lose weight on podcast, guys. Not what I fucking prefer in my life.
I'm gonna use somebody else's joke. You look like Patrick Ewing at the line.
Yeah, man.
But that what I'm saying is Andy's story is rad because they have to set up.
Real quick, the thing is, it's not just me. Everyone else in this city, like when I'm working at Trader Joe's, everyone has fucking just covered in sweat when they walk into our place. So it's not just me, so I don't feel as bad.
So you ought to take Maria down to the mall or movies or somewhere you can get a little air, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, we'll just go to the movies. Like, it's like $30 for two tickets, but yeah, we'll go to the movies.
$30.
Yeah, fucking movies are ridiculous. It's fucking ridiculous how expensive shit is.
Hey, you think we turn the air down? It's getting really cool in here.
It's rude. It's also not true. I turned off the air conditioning for the sound.
The fan that's right here just...
Yeah, they're really...
Blowing cold air all over my body.
You're a dick, man.
The point where I need to go, probably need to get a sweater or something.
Do you think when Caruso reaches orgasm, it's like cinnamony?
What does that even mean? What are you talking about?
He's got that like cinnamon ginger look.
Kind of like horchata, you know? Comes spitting out of his wiener.
Like just some horchata, you know? I don't know.
I don't approve of any of this.
That would explain why all the he gets all the chicks.
So. How much of that do you want me to cut out?
They're just thirsty for that Mexican milk drink, man.
Or a couple?
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, me and my dad are going to Eiffel Tower you. And it's Andy and Andy Jr.
Eiffel Jesus Tower.
Christ, I don't even know what fucking Eiffel Tower is. That's
bullshit.
Eiffel
you guys,
Tower.
Picture the Eiffel Tower.
Oh, my God.
There's two gentlemen and a woman.
Stop. Just stop. All right.
I'm educating.
Why couldn't it be two women and a gentleman?
Well, she'd have to have a strap on.
Oh, come on.
This is too much? The horchata coming out of Caruso's dick is just fine. You're lucky.
Like in the Hangover when Ed Helms gets cummed into.
You're... Hangover 2.
Hangover 2, yeah, sorry.
Maybe in spring you don't sweat your ass off
in New York City.
No, you don't. It's just fucking August.